Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Lifted out to right. Cole getting behind it. Mariznick, good speed. The catch is made. Here comes the throw to the plate. And Luke Roy is bowled over as Mariznick scores. And the Astros lead it 11-10. And Luke Roy is hurt.
We had some controversy when the OG returned on Tuesday. Jake Mariznick plowed into Angels catcher Matt LaCroix, however you want to pronounce
Jonathan
it.
Jonathan LaCroix.
I said Matt.
And what did I say?
No, I'm mixing up. And the OG John Lopez came in, much to the dismay of the Astros faithful, and he said that Jake Mariznick deserved to be suspended.
Absolutely.
We have some breaking news out of the MLB. Jake Mariznick has been suspended 2 games by MLB for plowing through the Angels catcher.
I totally, first thing I said Tuesday when I got in here, and Figgy goes, he's back. Absolutely he deserved to be. Absolutely he deserved to be suspended in this. This is, in fact, I think he got off a little light. I mean, I'm glad. I didn't want him suspended. I'm glad he got off a little light. Jake Mariznick suspended for 2 games for the collision he had with Luke Roy. Is the reason that this rule was made. Random take, first of all, before we dig in a little deeper. We're doing a random take at the start of every segment, okay? What are some of the ones we've had?
Tracy Morgan, not funny. If you're over the age of 4, queso should not prevent you from going to a Mexican
LinkedIn
restaurant.
LinkedIn is useless.
LinkedIn is useless.
Holding hands is overrated.
Going all wine tastes the same, courtesy of Figgy.
Come on, Figgy.
Going to the movies is an overrated first date. Those are some of the takes we've had on what many people consider the slowest sports day.
Here at 12:19 is my turn. It's not a relationship until someone passes gas with impunity.
713-572-4610.
It's not a relationship until someone passes gas with impunity.
713-572-4610.
Don't care about the consequences. Not a relationship until that happens. Now, back to Mariznick.
Lord, what a transition.
You would have to agree with that, right?
No. You use the restroom in front of your, like
not with the door open.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, 713-572-4610. That's why we're here.
I actually think he got off light here. And by the way, he got a fine as well, an unspecified fine, according to Chandler Rome. And also, he's going to begin the, unless he appeals it, he's going to begin the suspension tonight with the Rangers. So, I don't know why anybody even thought or argued this point. When they created the rule, it was for exact collisions like this. He didn't slide. The catcher started in front of the plate where he's supposed to be, not covering the line. The ball took him toward the line. He tried to tag him, but Mariznick didn't slide. He said he was going to go to the right. He didn't. He went to the left and barreled through the guy and injured him. This is what I said Tuesday. I'm saying it again right now, as he has been suspended. How was it even a question that he shouldn't have been suspended? I don't get it.
A lot of people think that, you know, he had to make a last-second decision and that it was a bang-bang play and he didn't mean to plow over LaCroix.
I didn't mean to drink and drive. Intent has nothing to do with it. Intent has nothing to do with it. It's what happened on the field, and that's what I'm saying. I didn't want it to be the case, but I was just amazed that people didn't think that it was even a possibility. It was what should have happened.
2-game suspension, really not a big deal.
That's
either.
Easy, yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, Jake's not in the lineup every day. So 2-game suspension, really not a big deal. You can get that out of the way quickly, especially in Arlington. And the Astros do have an opportunity today in Arlington. They're actually the only game on in the MLB, so there's going to be a lot of eyes on the Astros and the Rangers today. In the Loop has already told you right now that we want to make this game even more interesting, so take the over 11. Over 11 runs today is the bet we're going with. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, too. Bet probably a little bit more than I should because tomorrow's payday. You know what I'm talking about, Figgy. So I might try to double my check. I don't know if I'll do all that, but I am going in on this. I'm going to take the over 11, and I'm going to watch very anxiously as the Astros face the Rangers. And, oh, by the way, we're looking at the Astros' first game after the All-Star break today. It's an opportunity because we know the Astros are going to win the division. They're going to be the fourth team in the history of the AL West to win back-to-back-to-back divisions. That's a foregone conclusion. That's over. You can go ahead and book that. You can print the T-shirts. It's done. 7.5-game lead right now. 9 games over the Rangers. You remember two Fridays ago when the lead over the Rangers was only 4.5?
Yeah.
And the OG now John Lopez said he was worried about it. Now it is 9 over the Rangers in their third place. You can knock them out tonight.
You said panicked, and I said I'm panicked about the pitching staff, and the clock is ticking on that. That's what I'm panicked about, especially now. You got Fromber going tonight, man. I mean, that's not exactly, you know.
That's why you take the over 11.
Inspiring, yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's why you take the over 11 if you are the Astros. But we fully anticipate the Astros making a move. I mean, they're making a move. They might make a couple of moves. And we will talk about the Astros 20 days from now when the MLB trade deadline, you know, it comes as a team that's one of the best in the AL. They're already one of the best. I don't think they are the best. I think the Yankees are a little bit better, but the Astros are going to tweak their bullpen probably. They're going to tweak their starting rotation, and they're going to be way better off. And the crazy thing, though, is that Gerrit Cole, who's in the last year of his deal, I think he's going to be one that gets away. I think they're going to have to find another Wade Miley or another Gerrit Cole who they traded for the Pirates before, you know, he became one of the most sought-after guys in free agency. I think that they're going to have to find another Gerrit Cole during this trade deadline.
They better, because Cole's going to be gone. I think
Miley could be too.
Miley could be too. And then, you know, next year, McCullers, I think, would be best served to be a reliever. They might try him as a starter again, but he hasn't proved to be durable at all.
And he couldn't even get through, you know, he had trouble with that with that fifth, sixth inning when he was there. So you got to wonder, you know, after a Tommy John surgery, just how exactly that plays out. Landry Locker, John Lopez with you. Jake Mariznick has been suspended 2 games for running over the catcher over the weekend. The OG John Lopez says that this is the right move. A lot of people on the text line strongly disagree.
I don't see this is so bizarre. Like, the baseball looked at it. Baseball doesn't have it in for the Astros. Is it Joe Torre that ultimately makes the decision now?
Yep.
So Joe Torre, I mean, you know, everybody knows him. I wouldn't say anybody considers him like anti-Astro. The rule is in place for this exact circumstance. You can say all you want. How do you not know? This is one of the texts. How do you not say that Lucroy was the one who moved in front of Jake if Jake went the other way? Look, he didn't. We know where he started. People have sent us still images. We know where he started. He went through him. He didn't slide. This is like textbook. You know, textbook. This is a foul, and he should have been suspended. I actually think Astros fans should be thrilled that he only got 2 games.
So you're saying this is. I don't want to like polarize the fans with it. But you're basically saying, OG, you're saying that this is homerism, and if this had happened to Robinson Chirinos, Astros fans, a lot of them, would be singing a different tune.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm not going to try to backpedal. This is just, you know, you got your Astros glasses on, God bless you, you know. But if you want to know the truth is they got it right, and you probably got off light. That's the truth here.
What about, and this is something else as we talk about the Astros, how do you feel about the, this is a much smaller controversy than the one that we had earlier this year with the netting, with the little girl having seizures and stuff. Mm-hmm. We still haven't heard anything on that. And
well, that's
I haven't
the
heard
latest
any reports
we've heard,
that I haven't heard any reports that, you know, the Astros are extending the nets after the All-Star break. Are you still as bothered by that as you initially were?
Yes. As much, if not more so. I think it's just silly. It's just absolutely silly not to put the netting up further. And people are like, well, it's the parents' responsibility. Well, you buy that ticket with a certain amount of risk involved. Look, the baseball these days, they try to make it into a an entertainment venue, not just a baseball game, you know, just total entertainment venue. They try to distract you. You know, they distract you with orbit and, you know, and a choo-choo train in left field and, you know, throwing T-shirts in the crowd and ice cream helmets, you know, and all this other. They're there to distract you and entertain you in multiple ways other than just, I got to watch the ball game. I got to keep score. Here comes a foul ball. Better duck my two-year-old girl so she doesn't get her skull fractured. Come on, man. Just put a net up.
Is there anything worse than tell you how to have a good time, guy?
Watch the game, guy.
Yeah, like you got to be paying attention. Just watch the game. Pay attention and yeah. Watch the game and avoid all the extra stuff. Like, is there anything worse than that guy telling you how you're supposed to be?
Yeah.
The person that tells you to sit down is also pretty bad, too.
Well, if you're the only one standing up, you need to sit down.
Okay, if you're the only person, but when everyone's standing up and you got the OG back there hitting you with his cane telling you to sit down.
Forget that guy.
Just don't come to the game.
Forget that guy.
Like, just don't. Could you ever go to a game like, because this is a conversation my father and I have had, because we go to football games. We've been going to games for 30 years of my life. Like, we've been taking road trips to University of Texas football games, among other things. And a lot of times when you go to these games, you'll see like elderly men struggling to walk. Like, hunched over, struggling to walk. They're with their son. It seems like a magical thing. Some people are even going like OGs in like older people in like wheelchairs and with canes and stuff. My dad looked over to me when we were walking up to a Texas OU game and he said, son, you better not ever wheel my ass to a game. We can watch the game at home if you want to. Do you enjoy going to games so much that you would do that, or are you in that same leave my ass on the couch when
I'm older?
I
get torn on this one. I really do. And the reason that it happens more often when I go to Aggie games at Kyle Field, and I'm sure it's the same with you at...
Well, y'all have to stand the whole damn game.
DKR. No, not on the alumni side. Just students.
Two percenters.
Call them what they are, but they got their Aggie ring. Anyway, because college stadiums tend to have ramps more. You know, for regular fans, rather than the escalators. Although now it's been upgraded, they have escalators. But back in the day, you know, seeing old dudes walk up the ramp, I've thought a couple times, that dude's going to die, or woman, or whatever, you know. But then I'm torn a little bit because you can tell they really want to be there.
True.
They really, really want to be there.
But sometimes they look miserable,
it's
man.
It's their school. But, I mean, like most older, like old people – would just watch any game or a random game or a game that they have casual interest in on TV. Right. They don't go unless they really, really, really want to be there.
That is true. It just looks so painful sometimes, man. It just looks so painful. But I do respect the dedication. 713-572-4610. Adrian wants to weigh in on Jake Mariznick's two-game suspension. Go ahead, Adrian.
I definitely think he deserved that suspension. If you look at the replay, he definitely lowers his shoulder, draws the contact. I think he's trying to jar the ball loose from the catcher and get the run there for the team. But you know, I also wanted to weigh in on the nets down the sidelines. That poor little girl, I can't believe that they haven't put these nets down the sidelines. I mean, the minute that happened, and it should have already been done, but it's just ridiculous, and I don't see any reason why that hasn't already happened. And I'm done.
Appreciate you, man.
Good for you. Totally agree with you. That's why I said good for you. But no, it's common sense. Common sense on both fronts.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And Mariznick will be suspended. If you're just tuning in, Jake Mariznick suspended two games for plowing over the Angels catcher last weekend. So the OG was right. He called his shot, and the OG came in swinging and prevailed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.